from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Live in the East? Got ground meat in the freezer? Check what's on the label. More than 8 tons of ground meat sold at Walmart's being recalled.
A consumer alert for customers who bought 6 different types of raw ground meat at Walmart. The recall announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service along with Cargill Meat Solutions. The meats, which may have been contaminated with E. coli, were processed between April 26th and 27th of this year. The packages sold in 9 eastern states and all have the printed establishment number EST86P.
ABC's Dave Packer. President Biden rejected calls from college campus protesters to change his approach to the Israel-Hamas war. He said dissent is essential for democracy, but order must prevail.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signed legislation doing away with the state's territorial-era abortion ban.
Well, I'm proud to sign this bill and provide a moment of relief for Arizonans. We still have work to do.
When it takes effect, 90 days after the close of the legislative session, the state's 15-week ban will be the law.
Arizona women are still governed by a ban that leaves no exceptions for rape or incest, nor does it account for complications during pregnancy.
Still no official Hamas response to a proposed ceasefire hostage release deal.
We're getting mixed signals, to be honest, from the leadership of Hamas. We were hearing from a senior Hamas official saying that their general position on the proposal on the table was negative. And the political leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was saying that they're considering the deal with an air of positivity.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Jerusalem. You're listening to ABC News. This week's indictment of 16 individuals in the U.S. and Dominican Republic highlights the growing trend of ripping off older Americans.
In a world of ChatGPT and spoofed phone numbers, it's one of the lowest tech scams going.
The lady on the phone was saying that she was my granddaughter.
An actual victim highlighted in an FBI public service announcement.
She needs help, and she hasn't got the money, and they're going to take her to jail.
The FBI says that kind of scam was successful last year to the tune of $93 million.
ABC. Jim Ryan. Months after it became the first state to execute a condemned murderer with the previously untested method, Alabama's Supreme Court greenlit the execution of a second individual by nitrogen gas. Alan Eugene Miller survived a 2022 execution bid by lethal injection. No execution date set yet. The Biden administration honoring the nation's Teachers of the Year.
You all are the reason why we have hope about the future. I really mean it. Not a joke.
First Lady Jill Biden, an educator herself, organized a Teachers of the Year state dinner.
Never forget that student by student, the lives you change go on to change the world.
The National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman, who teaches English as a second language.
Teachers are the ultimate facilitators of justice, fairness, equity, and democracy.
I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.